The following is part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with thousands of people. The meeting took place in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniyah on January 8, 2025, on the anniversary of the 1978 historic uprising against the oppressive Pahlavi regime. Some say, you're neither willing to negotiate with the US nor establish relations with them. What's the difference between them and European countries that are like the US? Why do you have relations with them? The US could have an embassy here like them. You have relations with them, the European countries. No, there is a difference. The difference is that the US had claimed ownership here, and that was pulled away from its grip and clutches. Thus, their resentment toward the country and the revolution is like that of a camel that holds a grudge. They won't give up easily. This is quite different from certain European countries. Yes, that certain European country isn't a dear friend of the Iranian nation either. We know this and understand this, but this is a completely different matter. That is the first point. The US lost a tremendous amount of wealth and a significant political, economic opportunity due to the Islamic Revolution. In addition, over the past 40-some years, it has spent a large amount trying to pull Iran out of the Islamic Revolution's authority and take control of it. But it's been unable to do so. Its resentment toward the Islamic Republic is different from the resentment of some other country. It's very different. This is why we say there is a difference between the US and other Western countries. The US has been defeated in Iran and is seeking to retaliate for that defeat. That's why it shows its hostility in any way it can. The second point is that one of the arrogant powers' demands in general, particularly the US at the lead, is that when officials of all other countries, including those of the Islamic Republic, think about the various issues of their country, when they design policies and when they make plans, they should also consider the interests of the US and take into consideration the United States. This is what they want. Well, we aren't in direct contact with them, of course, but they communicate this to our officials through different channels. We've seen numerous examples of this throughout the years. They've come to act as intermediaries regarding a certain economic issue, a certain cultural issue, or a certain foreign policy matter. They say, if you want to do this, change it, and do it like this so that the US will also benefit from it. I say this is a threat to democracy. If the officials of our country, in any period, heed this unreasonable expectation of the US, they will threaten the nature of the country's democracy and it being a republic. Why? Because the people have elected us. They've elected us to work in their interest, not for us to work in the interest of the US.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.